faith that works. We've talked over and over again about the aspects of our lives that are supposed to indicate whether or not we truly do have faith. And James has, we talked a little bit about sorting out what Paul meant and what James meant. You know, Paul talks about you're saved only by faith. And James says, well, you show me your faith, then I'll show you my works. And well, we sorted that out. Paul's talking about getting justified before the Lord. James is talking about if you have faith, there would be evidence in your life. And that is so important for us as believers. It's wonderful for you to know everything there is in this book and yet see no manifestations of that in your life. Begs that question. So we come to a very well-known passage in James. We're going to be talking about the power of the tongue. But first I want to just ask you, for fun, ask you a question. What do all of these things have in common? To ponder that for a second. What do all of these things have in common? You know, you look at that horse up there, that's a Clydesdale. You know, if you've ever stood beside a workhorse like a Clydesdale, it's intimidating. They are huge, powerful animals. But you know something interesting? They are controlled by the little bit in their mouth. These great ships, these enormous ships, that's an old picture, but can you imagine an oil freighter, one of these gigantic ships of the sea? They're guided by a little bitty piece of metal on the back of that ship. What about a fire? We live in California. Can you imagine the caption here? Oh, I was just burning a little trash in my backyard. And in hundreds of thousands of acres burned down. But it all started with just a little fire. So our subject for today is about that. James says that the tongue, or the words that come out of our mouth, are incredibly powerful. Turn with me, if you will, to James chapter 3. James chapter 3. We'll be beginning right at the beginning of that chapter. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we begin to dive into your word, and we ask that you would open our hearts and open our minds to understand how it is that we are supposed to live and how our words need to be managed. Bless the reading of the word, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's begin. James chapter 3, 1 through 5. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he's a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of many great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. Now just briefly, a touch on this idea, the admonishment to teachers. His whole message here is going to be that your words have power. Your words have power. So it says, he's admonishing teachers, be careful about wanting to be a teacher, to set yourself up as a teacher, particularly of the word. That's who he was dealing with in the day. Because if you are a teacher of the word, for instance, you're going to be judged a little more strictly because of the impact and the power that your words have. And we just never think about how much impact our words have. I did a memorial service for a lady yesterday who had been a teacher in the Los Alamitos School District for over 30 years. And she had passed away in Oregon and had already had the funeral and all that, but they were having this memorial at the middle school where she taught for 30 years. There's 50 people there. And what so impressed me is a dozen or more of the people that were attending there were her students. One lady stood up who was now an attorney. She was actually a prosecutor. She's 51 years old. She said, this lady was her seventh grade English teacher and related what a huge impact her words had had on her life. And we're all the same. Your words have meaning, have power. So what we say has this great impact. And like the bridle on the horse, the rudder on the ship, we have the ability to lead for good or even sometimes for evil. Consider the power of some of the great world leaders in our history. Churchill's rallying cry to England literally led the English people to defend their country. You remember bits and pieces of that great speech where he says, we will fight them on the beach, we will fight them in the field, we will fight them in the streets, we will never give up. And they didn't. And of course, Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech inspired, I'm going to say, two generations now to have those dreams, to pursue them. And it was just a speech. It was just a speech on the mall. But what a powerful speech. But it cuts both ways. Hitler was one of the great speakers in history. And he rallied an entire nation to go crazy and do horrible things. Some of you are old enough to remember when Nikita Khrushchev, who was the leader of Russia, or the Soviet Union at the time, was at the United Nations. He literally took his shoe off and banged it on the podium and says, we will bury you. To be more precise, it was the former Soviet Union. But you see, it leads people. You have power in what you say and what you do. Our words can bring about loving relationships, can also end them. The tongue has power over our lives. James says in verse 2 up there, if you look at that, his idea there is if we could control our tongues, we could control the rest of the body, because that would be easy. The tongue has great power, but it also has great danger. And we never, we not often think about that. There's danger with the tongue. Look at verse 6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire of the fires of hell. See, it's easy. We talk about gossip. That's where people usually go with this text. It's not just gossip that does damage. It's hate. It's lies. It's coarse language. It's abuse. It's outbursts of anger. Malicious talk, bragging, breaking confidence. It all comes out of our mouths if we let it. So great evil can be done by our words. How often have we said something and wished that we hadn't? Is there someone in your life that if you had the ability